Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Morning Mindset Pray Together episodes. This is our opportunity to come together into the throne room of the King and Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, the scriptures tell us that Jesus serves us during this time as our intercessor. That means he goes to the Father on our behalf on the basis of his own merit as the Son of God, and as the one who has conquered death, hell, and the grave, to bring our request to the Father. We are told to come boldly to the throne of grace during our times of need so that we can receive help. And so that's what we're doing. If you have an interest of lifting these concerns of other believers to the Father in heaven, I ask you to stick with me for this episode and let's pray together. And if you have requests that you would like to have submitted for consideration for praying on an episode just like this, for that request, you can do so by looking at the description in this episode. All right, we have a handful of requests today. It's time for us to pray together. Father, we lift up Nikki and her family to you. She is saddened by the defensive and argumentative communication that they experience between each other. Father, we ask that you would make each of them aware of what is going into this conflict that happens. Make them aware of their pride that causes them to be defensive or unkind. Lord, we ask that you would help them to choose to sacrificially love first before they try to argue, to seek to understand before they insist on being understood. Father, we ask that you would help Nikki and her husband to start with themselves, whatever that might look like, by humbling themselves toward you and toward each other so that they can be the kind of example they need to be in this situation and for their own children. Lord, please give them your grace, abounding grace to overcome these hurtful habits. Father, we have an anonymous request that we're lifting to you, asking you to bring friends into this person's life. We ask that you would encourage them by bringing them friends who would lift them up in the Lord, friends who can encourage them in their faith, point them to Jesus, point them to the scriptures. Father, help them to keep trusting in your love for them as they wait on you to answer this request. And Lord, make them aware of your presence and full of the sense that you are their friend who sticks closer than a brother. Lord Jesus, we ask this in your name. Katharina asks that you would heal her from her asthma. Father, we ask, first of all, that you give her wisdom in how to best care for herself during these times when she's experiencing asthmatic attacks so that she can find relief. We also pray that you give her joy in the process of discovering your healing in this. And Lord, that you give her endurance to understand that you have good and divine purposes for things like sickness. And that just blows our minds. We can't really know what that means sometimes. But Father, I ask that you give Katharina a great opportunity to trust you in this and the faith that she needs. Father, she is also asking that you would give her joy in her workplace again. She finds herself feeling irritated and dismayed many times. And Lord, I can relate with those circumstances from previous positions that I've held. I ask you, Lord, to give her your strength to overcome her feelings and to walk in your truth through the power of the Holy Spirit, to see those around her in her workplace as people for whom you died, and that she would give you the glory and the praise for everything that you bring out of her life there. Father, Lindsay is asking us to pray for her friend who's in the military and has been passing out suddenly and getting sick. Father, we ask that you would give the doctors wisdom and insight as to what's going on with this person. And we ask also that you would give a sense of your presence to this friend, that they would know you are with them, that they would seek you more deeply in their heart of hearts during this time of confusion and disorientation because of this sickness. And Lord, we ask that you would give her friend complete healing and peace. Lord, we lift up Chuck's to you. He knows you and knows the difference you make in his life, but he has found himself deep in sin and needs your help to get him out of the habits he's gotten himself into ever since he's relocated to a foreign country. Father, being alone in a place that's strange can push us to a lot of different things that we seek comfort from. And Father, it sounds like Shucks is in that position. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would break the bonds of these habits, that you would keep the evil one from telling him lies and drawing him away from the truth that he knows. Father, we pray that you will help him to overcome by your amazing grace that you give so freely. And Father, we ask too that you would give him eyes that can see you, see your presence, and have a sense of conviction deep in his heart about this grace that you've provided to enable him to be an overcomer. Lord, we ask that you would provide the right job with the right coworkers and right people around for Jason. He's trying to find a job in Dubai to be able to support his family, and his visa expires in a month. Father, we ask that you would please take care of all the details and give Jason comfort to know that you are providing for him. You will provide for him. And Lord, that you are his king and his resting faith in you will bring about great results. So Lord, give him the strength, give him the grace to wait on you, but also to be diligent in seeking the position that you have out there for him, Lord. Enable him to know that you love him and his family, and that you are doing what is best for him and for them. Father, I know that can sound very trite and can be very difficult for people to hear when they are the ones in this situation. But Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would provide for Jason and his family. Lord, we lift up our sister Valerie to you, and we're asking that you'll remind her of the confidence that she has in being your child. Show her how she can know for sure that as she trusts in Jesus to take away her sins, that he died for her on the cross, that no one can take her away from you. Father, give her comfort and strength in that fact, knowing your promise that no one will snatch you out of the Father's hand, not even herself. Father, we ask that you would replace her fears, her doubts, and her uncertainties with your peace. And Lord, give her the knowledge of you and the love for you that roots her strongly in relationship with you. Lord, help our sister Valerie to trust you, to live through her, to help her live an obedient life. And when she messes up, Lord, give her the confidence that you forgive her when she repents and that you are helping her to obey moving forward. And Father, we lift up Julie Rose to you. Father, we ask that you would give her the courage and the strength to fight, to walk in an attitude of faith. We ask that you would continue to lead her towards righteous living and righteous thinking, and that you would humble her daily so she will be surrendered to the new creation that you have made her to be when she accepted Jesus as her Savior. Father, we ask that you would bind the spirit of fear in her life so that she won't be controlled by it, but Lord, that she will be focused on who you are and your work in her life. Father, I also want to lift up my elderly mother and father, who are in a care facility in Texas. And my mother is such a great example of your grace, how she just continues to trust you. She continues to rest in you, even at a very old age in her early 90s. And Lord, my father, who has been battling forms of senility, forms of dementia. Father, I was told yesterday he woke up without even knowing who he was. Father, that is a first in his experience that I'm aware of. And I just pray, Lord, that you would be with him with abundant grace, that you would show he and my mom both your blessing and your presence, that my mother could continue to trust you through faith, and that she could be the blessing to my dad that he needs at this time. Father, we ask that you would redeem to the uttermost in their situation, that you would show them your grace and your favor. And that, Lord, when your time is perfect, you would take them to heaven. You would take them both to be in your presence forevermore. Father, they have lived long and fruitful lives. They have lived peaceful lives. They have lived in such health for so long. And Lord, here, as we all can see the end approaching, I pray that your sustaining grace and your provision of great peace would come upon them both. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the blessing they are and the blessing they have been. And I pray you would prepare my entire family for the day in which they go home to meet you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, my friends, for praying with me on this Pray Together episode. We would love to receive your prayer request. You can go to carreygreen.com, that's C-A-R-E-Y, green like the color, .com/prayer, and leave your prayer request in the short form that you find there. Thank you so much for praying with me. Let's pray together again very soon.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.